Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, as our wonderful announcer said. I love that music coming in. And we've got a great engineer, Kevin. But also, this is 955A. The A segment is always the news of the week and what it means to you. And by the way, I loved a couple of our prior guests. I want to feature 952B. Carol Clements talked about better balance for life. That it's really important that everyone get that. It's a wonderful book. And Deborah Reber, Differently Wired, a really interesting book. And I got to also highlight Amy Riola from 951B, talking about extra virgin olive oil. And 947B, Catherine Eben, Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom. And that'll scare the living hoochamacallit out of you. But today, right now, you've downloaded 955A, and that's the news of the week and what it means to you. So, more U.S. teenagers are trying to lose weight than in years past. You'd think that would be a good thing, and maybe it is, but they're developing eating disorders. Bad enough they got an eating disorder to get overweight. Now they're getting an eating disorder to get normal weight. We need to go to healthy eating all the time. That's the major message. You as a parent, you setting a role model for yourself, healthy eating, not gorging, eating healthy foods, foods that love you back. That is, you should only eat foods that love you back. You can find many of them. So if you don't find a food, food is, you know, it's such a priority. You should get only foods that love you, that you love. Clues to why women have higher odds for Alzheimer's, and a study confirms the heart benefits of soy as the FDA reviews this, and can a learning a foreign language prevent dementia? Well, we'll talk about all of those, as well as money motivates smokers to quit long term, and the number of Americans who've tried to quit has stalled. Maybe we can combine those, offer higher rewards, and get more people to quit. And scientists predict climate change will make dangerous heat waves far more common. Let's now talk about, and by the way, there's also a story that says music soothes the stressed soul before surgery. What about other pre-medicants? One in way back when, believe it or not, there's an article on sex before surgery, that is, having sex before surgery makes you more calm and less pain during surgery. That was a article in Anesthesiology, the journal, which is the primary journal of anesthesiologists, way back in the 1970s. But it was really a fictional story. It was written tongue-in-cheek. The British Medical Journal also had articles tongue-in-cheek every now and then. They had it on Christmas all the time. But this one was taken so seriously that they stopped having those. Nevertheless, music does have that effect. So let's get into the stories and what they mean to you. So, can learning a foreign language prevent dementia? The answer is no. It gets you better at that task, like speaking Spanish, but it doesn't prevent dementia. So does doing crossword puzzles or memory games. The only brain exercise that actually gets you better is one that our regular exercise, of course, but also it is speed of processing games. Now, there are two other stories related to Alzheimer's. Is in this, why do women have more Alzheimer's? It appears that the tau protein, that is, we have amyloid and tau protein. People always concentrate on the beta amyloid in the brain, which is junk waste product, which has to be, if you will, stimulate inflammation. But this story on the tau protein shows that apparently it migrates like a virus would in the brain and causes increased cognitive impairment, and that women have more of this migration than men do. Now, it's kind of like reconstructing a crime scene after a crime with positron emission scans time after time after time, and they find the spread of this tau protein is more prominent in women than men. What does it mean for us? Well, it means exercise with speed of processing game, exercise your muscles, and reduce your stress by managing it. Those are key things, as well as avoiding the 4S foods, saturated fat, foods with saturated fat, simple sugars, added syrups, simple carbohydrates. Avoid those, just eat food that love your body back. We said that many more teenagers, 38% of teenagers said they tried to lose weight in the last year, 22% are obese, but more than 50% are overweight, so this is a good thing, I would think, but the experts from the American Academy of Pediatrics say maybe not so fast, maybe it's going to cause eating disorders. We should, in fact, learn to eat healthy at all times, so you be a role model by eating only food that loves you back and in appropriate quantities so you can stay there at that same ideal body mass index for your whole life. The next, autism is, there are two articles that are contradictory. One is on autism being associated with the absence, excuse me, of a simple bacteria, of a specific bacteria, and that a fecal transplant from normal people helped these people. And the second is a contradictory, which says autism is largely caused by genes you have at birth, not by environmental factors. I think we'll get some resolution of this over the next several years as people try to supplement with that bacteria and see what it does. That's the message of those studies. Now, let's go and look at money motivates smokers to quit long term. This was an investigation of 33 randomized controlled trials, and it was, now the bad news is that only 7% of people quit successfully long term if they weren't motivated by money, but the even worse news is it was only 11%. In our studies of giving another habit, walking and emailing daily, of walking and emailing daily, of using a pill, the anti-craving pill, and a patch, a nicotine patch appropriate to the amount of smoking they did, plus money, we get 64% who quit for more than 2 years, as opposed to 11% in all of these studies. So anyone wants to quit, you can go to ClevelandClinicWellness.com, look for programs, and then go to the e-coaching programs. Soy is thought to have a heart benefit by lowering LDL cholesterol. This was a lead study in Canada and a number of other studies. It gave soy a carry claims about heart benefits in 1999 from the U.S. FDA, but the U.S. FDA proposed revoking it in 2017. Data, if you will, from Canada show that it is heart protective. I don't know what to say other than that will resolve, but if you enjoy soy food like tofu and tempeh, keep going. It's a good thing. What about, since it's fall cold season or summer fall cold season, what would you do if you're, should you keep running and exercising? And the answer is a little exercise is good, but a lot, like running a marathon, decreases your resistance, and you probably shouldn't be running with a cold. is caffeine fueling your anxiety? Well, in 12 to 18% of people, too much caffeine, any caffeine, increase their slow metabolizers. So 82 to 88% of us are fast metabolizers. That's a good thing. And those fast metabolizers don't get anxiety, don't get gastric upset, heart abnormal heartbeats, heart arrhythmias, or headaches with coffee. And for those people, it's a great thing. Keep doing it. For those of you who get anxiety with it, stop, because it's no benefit to you for prevention of cancer or diabetes or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's the way it is for fast metabolizers. What about music? Well, music works just as well as the sedative hypnotic that we usually use before surgery. So play your favorite song according to this study in anesthesia and pain medicine. And so that's a good thing. What's the scariest thing in the news? The scariest thing in the news is that the scientists who say there are a lot of climate change making heat and cold waves worse believe that this will occur and continue to occur because of the climate change that is now occurring, whether man-made or not. It doesn't matter. It's occurring. And that gives us a real problem, if you will, from the standpoint of in this case of causing medical problems from the heat waves and causing medical problems from the cold waves and causing us to rely more on our heating and cooling systems. So get a generator and get your generator checked if you can afford it, because that's one of the things that will help protect you from these hot and cold climates. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen saying thanks for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, 955A. Remember, more teenagers are trying to lose weight. That may be a bad thing. Can learning a foreign language prevent dementia? No, only speed of processing games can. And is soy good for the heart? Maybe. And if you want someone to quit smoking, motivate them with money. Thanks very much. Thanks, Kevin, for great engineering, but you especially for downloading us. Listen to the B segments. Those are our guests of the week. Thanks again.